Blog Talk Radio.
This is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you for stopping by to hear this special program that has been going forward now. I have some recorded testimonies, and I have a live testimony that will come forward today, and she will come in her own way to tell her story. As I work with Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. And we know that we are more than a conqueror. So as we begin to share our stories, we are sharing our stories so it will help someone else along their way. And I just want to just thank you. Thank you for everyone that has supported and everyone that has put a little input in. You know, to God be the glory for the things that we do. As we walk in obedience to reach out to a world that needs help, to reach out to a world to let them know that there is some good news, to let them know that there is a Savior, to let them know that Jesus Christ paid it all for us to walk in this day. So as I go forward today, I'm going to go forward with prayer, and then I'm going to go over a few things, and then I'm going to bring the special guest on that will tell her story in her own way today. And I thank you, and I also have a call-in number. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is area code 215-383 215-383-3979. Let me do that again. Area code 215-383-3979. I do not have a chat room open at this time, but if you would like to come in, call in, feel free to call in. And as we continue to go through, and if you have a short testimony that you would like to share, be more than happy to hear it. And to God be the glory for all that we do today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Father God, thanking you for this time and this opportunity, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, that you would allow me to go forward, Father God. Allow each and every person that will share their story and their testimony of the goodness of you, Father God, to show that how you have worked in our lives for the good, Father God. No matter where we are and what season we're in, Father God, we come to say thank you, Father God. We thank you because we know that you're Almighty God. We know that you are the beginning. We know that you are the end, Father God. We know that you sit high and you look low, Father God. We know that there is nothing too hard for you, Father God. And we know that we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us, Father God. So for this, Father God, we want to say thank you, Father God. We want you to stir up the gift that's in each and every one of us, Father God, that we may go back and help someone along the way, Father God, that our stories and our testimony will be a witness unto your goodness, Father God. And for that, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Now, God, I ask that you would have thy own way, Father God. Ask that you would do what you will, Father God. I ask, God, to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, Father God. I ask, Father God, that I would settle down, Father God, and let you have thy own way, that I would decrease as you increase, Father God. Do what you will, Father God, that thy servant, Father God, will walk in obedience unto you, Father God. Thank you for anointing this show right now, Father, this ministry right now, Father God, to go forward to bless your people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you. God bless you. As I said, it is Saturday, July the 22nd, 2017. It's high noon. I am Evangelist Connie Hayes. Thank you for stopping by to hear our testimonies that we are more than a conquerors, coming out of Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things are working together for our good. We know that there's different seasons to our life. We understand that God is in control of everything. We understand that we have to do and be obedient to what God is telling us to do, and as we walk in obedience to God, God will fix it for us. God will take the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, and he will put it together, and it will work out for your good, and then you will be a living testimony that you may be able to share your life and share your testimony with someone else as you walk your journey. God did not save us to hold back. God saved us so we can share it. Someone is waiting to hear your testimony. Someone is waiting for you to share, that it will help them, to show them that this is not a lonely journey, that everybody walks some way or another. Our lives crisscross together. Some way or another, we all go through some of the same things, but we don't know because we keep it bunged up inside of us. It's time for us to release it. Release it, release, release what God has done for you in your life so someone else can be saved and someone else can help someone else and release it, and release it that we will get the land healed by the testimonies that we share. That God will work, has worked in our life and show that he will work in their lives. And as we go forward today, we have to understand that there's a season of prayer, there's a season of repentance, there's a season of forgiveness, there's a season of love, there's a season of healing, there's a season of obedience, there's all kind of seasons. But everything works for God's purpose when you love him and when you're called according to his purpose. We just have to understand that God's plan is the only plan and the best plan, and if God has the plan, he's more than enough. And as I go to Valley Kingdom up under Apostle Wilson, and he has a series going on now, More Than Enough. And I mean, when you say more than enough, God has more than enough for wherever we are, whatever we're going through, more than enough. We just have to trust in the plan that God has for us. And we have to be able to stand boldly. Even sometimes you have to stand by yourself. Sometimes you have to go the road by yourself, but you will never, never walk alone because God promised to never leave you nor forsake us. And it is promised that God is for us. If God be for us, who then can be against us? And now, with all that said, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to prepare to open up for my special guest. Her name is Joanne. She is one of my best friends and also a sister in Christ. We have been walking this journey a long time, and she's going to come in her own way and share her story with you. And as she share her story, know that God has anointed her to share this, share her story. And I pray that something she say will bless you and will help you along your way. And like I said, as when she finish her story, I'll come back in. If you want to call in, feel free to call in. One moment, please. Good morning, Sister Joanne.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you? God bless you.
I'm just fine. Thank you so much for stopping by, walking in God's purpose, and to share your story and your testimony with us. And if you would like, you can go forward. Have whichever way God choose to use you, go forward.
Well, Sister, first I would like to just thank and praise God for just being God. And I would like to thank him for his son, Jesus. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. And I thank him for his grace and mercy.
Yes.
As I go forth today, I am just so thankful. I'm just so thankful to God for a mind to serve him. You know, and it hasn't been easy on this journey, but it's well worth it. It's well worth it. And with my testimony today, I hope that I will be able to you know, help someone along the way. My the testimony, what came to me was victory and praise, because I feel like with my praising God, it gives me the victory.
Okay.
And the testimony that I have is when, and as you can recall, my son was very ill and needed a liver transplant. And we just totally just, I just went into prayer because I didn't know anything else but prayer and praise. And I totally went into prayer for it, and I had to wait on God. It wasn't easy to wait, but I had to wait on God for his time. And as I was waiting on God to do what he had to do. One Sunday, I was at church, and unbeknownst to me, my son, even though he was very ill, he came to church that day. Didn't know he was coming. I didn't know he was coming. And when I seen him, I just went, like I said, I just went into praise and thanking God for directing and leading him there, because I know he in his heart, he knew he needed it. He knew where to come. He knew where to come. And I had been praying some of them because of the three children that I have. He was the one that had not yet received God as his personal Savior. And I know that, like you said, that in Romans 8 and 28, we know that all things work together. So in God's time, my son came. And he received Christ as his Savior. And that from that Sunday, it was just a praise just got into my soul and my heart. And I went to him, and I just stood there, and he probably didn't understand at the time what was going on. But I just, I touched, just held on to him, and I just started just praise. The Holy Spirit just fell on me, and I just started praising God, just thanking him and praising him, because we didn't know what was going to happen at that point. But I now realize that it was victory in my praise. We got the victory because shortly after that, he received a liver transplant. And I'm just so thankful to God for how he directed and how he worked that thing out. I had no idea what was going to happen. All I knew was I had to thank God, and I had to keep praising. I had to keep coming and just keep praising. That's my testimony of praise. There's victory in my praise, and I know that. Other things have happened in between that time, and I realize now that I can't fix anything. It's all God's doing. Whatever it is I need, all I need to do is thank God and praise him. And that's what I do now. And I would admonish anyone that's listening today to just keep a prayer in your heart and praise God through any circle. Just keep praising him. Keep praising, because he inhabits the praises of the saints. So he, you know, you just have to keep praising him and believing and have faith that God will work the thing out. So this, that was, that's my testimony. And it, there's many more situations that have happened, like I said, that I have used my praise to give me the victory. And I'm just so thankful to God for that anointing.
Yeah.
I'm just so thankful.
Yeah.
He's been so good to me. He's been so good to me and my family. And I have, you know, tried to teach them also how to just pray and ask God for whatever it is they need, you know, and to just praise him, even though the circumstance looks like it's not just not going to happen. Something is just keep praising God. Just keep doing it, and he will work everything out.
Yeah. My God, my God. I mean, what an awesome testimony of praise and victory. I mean, because you walk in victory. You can hear the victory in your voice when you speak about the praises that you give unto God. So that tells me that David was not only the only one that went before the king and danced before him and gave him praise.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
It tells me
hallelujah.
That we have some, we got praises right here that's praising God. And I dare you, as you said, I dare you to take the time out to praise him in a situation. And he will turn
hallelujah.
It around for you.
Yes,
and you are a living example of that. And
yes,
somebody
Lord,
needs
thank
to
you.
Know that.
Yes.
If someone needs
praise,
to know that
the victory
is not
praise.
In vain. That the victory shall come.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. I'm a witness. Victory is in the praise. You just have to keep praising him and thanking him through whatever it is you're going through. It doesn't matter because he's there. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah.
I just love to praise God. I love to give him thanks because I don't have anything else. I don't have, it's me and God.
Yeah.
That's it.
So you
me
would say
God.
That that's a personal relationship.
Yes, it is. Yes, you got it. And we all must have that. We all must have that.
Yes. So not only can we take it to him in prayer, we can take it to him in praise, complete praise.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Oh, my God.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, we all praise God different. Sometimes
yes,
it's an inward praise. Sometimes it's an outward praise.
Yeah.
But as long as it's a praise, that's, you know, as long as you praise him, because he's real. God is real.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And see, I know that that's what you do. I know that's what you do. I know
yes,
that
Lord.
You call him and you give him the praise. And it's an evidence in your life. Because when you call him,
you
get an answer.
Yes, I
and
do.
And he does come and see about us just when we need him the most. See, that's as we walk. It is so important that we share these testimonies and our stories. We have to let them know that it's more good going on, that it's good news about God, that God is doing a miraculous thing in this land, that God has given us testimony, and that we are witnesses, we are servants, we are disciples in this land, and we must start sharing it. We must come out the same windows, you all. We must stop going just testifying to each other. We must share with this world so they would know King Jesus as we do. They would know him that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth. They would know that he's Jehovah Jireh, the God that provided all things. And it's up for us to do that. And we have to stand boldly, and we have to continue to do it. And as we continue to walk boldly and do it for him, he will open up the doors, and he will make a way, and he will go before us to make ease and success of our way. This is why we testify. This is why we live the life. And I want somebody out here to know that as my sister best friend, as she goes forward, as she does her praise and the victory, when she's praising and doing the victory in her life, she prays God for somebody else. And God takes care of her affairs.
Yes.
Because that's the
kind
of God that he is.
Yes.
And as we continue to walk these journeys, whatever God is putting in your spirit to share it. It doesn't matter who's bringing it, who's bringing the program forward. Do it because God has been good to you. Do it because God
yes.
is God. Do it because we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us.
Yes.
And when my
Hallelujah.
Sister decided to tell her story today about her praise and victory, this is what came to me. Psalms 51 and 10, a prayer for cleansing. And it says, create
yes.
in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. What an awesome way, God. Not only
yes.
do you, not only are you praising God for the situation, but you're praising God for the true repentance in you and also for a clean heart
yes.
as you go forward through the repentance. So, I mean, such an
yes.
awesome story. And see, I know your history, and I know that
yes.
you have the victory, and I know that you have the praise, and I know that God has brought you a long, long way. And I know that you wanted
Hallelujah.
To share, you wanted someone to hold on as we are held on so many times.
Yes.
To get where
yes,
we are.
God is good. Yes, God is so good. He's so good. And it doesn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter about what the situation looks like. Just keep
yes.
praying and praising God. That's what you have
yes.
to do. I've learned that.
Yes, yes, yes. And you learn what the end of it is, right? The end of it is.
Hallelujah.
It's always
victory, yes.
right?
It's victory.
Don't we get victory?
Victory.
Yes. And that's why I walk so much in Romans 8 and 28, because, sister, you remember the journey. When I started my journey, this is what God gave me.
Yes.
And he
yes,
has
Lord.
Been with me all through my journey. And you have been
yes,
with me through
is,
all
yes.
of my journey. And you know that he gave
yes.
me Romans 8 and 28. And it doesn't
yes,
matter
yes.
when I apply this and remember who he is in Romans 8 and 28, he brings full circle for me.
Yes.
And that's why I say that we are more than a conqueror through Christ, and that we're more than enough. And no matter what we go through, no matter what your story is, let God bring it forward that you will share it with someone else.
Hallelujah.
Even
yes.
if it just saved or have one person.
That's right.
God will be
That's
glorified.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Sister, is there something else that you would like to add? Because I know that you're pressed for time today, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come by this morning and just share your awesome testimony with me.
Yes. It was my pleasure, sister. I love you.
I love you.
I just want to leave with the listeners today. It's a psalm of praise. It's the 150th psalm.
Yes.
And it says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Yes.
Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise
yes.
him for his mighty deeds. Praise
yes.
him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with trembling dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise
yes.
the Lord. Yes. That's my
yes.
testimony. I live for victory in my praise. Because
yes.
I know it's real. God gave it to me, and I know it's real. I know it's real.
Yes. Yes, my God, and it's powerful,
that's
too.
That's my testimony, yes. And I really
and
thank you, sister,
me.
For giving me the opportunity to come in today and to share my testimony.
Yes, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. I mean, it's such an awesome testimony. And see, I know the victory and I know the praise with your son because I walked it with you.
Yes,
we all saw what God can do. We saw that when we got
yes.
together and you got us together at the hospital and we went into a praise and a prayer, we saw how
Hallelujah.
God started at the
Ooh,
nurses
yes,
and the
did.
Doctors to call unto your command. We saw
Hallelujah.
That.
Yes.
We saw that
yes,
attitudes change when we got connected together and called on the mighty God.
Hallelujah.
We
yes.
saw him come in and take over.
Yes, we did.
And I know it's because of your praise, and he gave you victory.
Yes, he did. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
And And I'm grateful that God has allowed me to walk this journey with you. You may not be here every time that I call you, but when I need you, you're always there. And I thank God that He's given me you as my sister.
Yes,
because I remember many years I told you, I said, you know what, you're no longer going to be my friend. You said, that's right, I am not your friend. You said, I'm
your
sister.
Right.
Never get
sister.
Rid of me.
That's right.
And it's really lived to be true. And, I mean, I'm just grateful. I am so grateful.
Yes.
Now, in the closing of your testimony now, is it anything else that you would like to bring out, or is it somebody you would like a special prayer for? Any request that you would like, this is the time you can do it.
Yes, I have a special prayer for my niece.
Okay.
In Indianapolis, she lost everything in a fire.
Okay.
And we're praying and thanking God that even though she lost things, she has a life.
Yeah.
And that's so much more, you know, important than things.
Yeah.
So I would just appreciate prayer for my niece in Indianapolis for what she's going through right now.
All right, we're just going to take a few minutes, and we're going to put a prayer out for Sister Joanne's niece. Father God, as we come, Father God, touching and agreeing, Father God, we know that you see all things and you do all things, Father God. We ask, Father God, that every need that family has at this time, Father God, that you would cover that family, God, that you would give them more than enough and some to lend, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping them in your care, Father God. Thank you for dispatching the healing angels, Father God. Thank you for dispatching the helping angels all around that family, Lord. And for that, God, we God. We're going to give you the praise for it, God. We're going to go into the praise of victory for it, because we know that you have already
Hallelujah.
Done it, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Said that
yes.
If we ask anything in Jesus' name, that you would do it, Father God. So as we touch and agree right now, Father God, we say thank you for the victory right
thank
now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
God,
thank you, sister.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon. And I'm going to put yes, ma'am? Pardon me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, so if you don't have anything else to say, I'm going to close down the key, and then I'm just going to go into another one, and if you want to come back, just let me know, and then I'll bring you back.
Okay. Thank you, sister, so much.
Okay, thank you, and to God be the glory.
God bless you.
God bless you. Wow, what an awesome testimony. That was my best friend and sister, Joanne, coming forward and talking about victory and praise. We all have to know that God has given us something. We're all out here on assignment for God. Whatever God has given you, you have to share it. We have to stop. We got to get out of who's doing it or they doing it. I didn't think of it. If God gives you something to do, do it. Be obedient to God, and God will anoint it and bless it for you. Let us help each other. And as we go forward to tell the stories, I had so many others. I did a couple of the other night, and I am going to go forward, and I am going to release them. I released them on Twitter, and I released them on a blog the other night. I'm going to release it on Facebook. I am having a problem in getting it to go out on Facebook, but I'm going to release this testimony and the other two testimonies that I have. And as I said, that if you have a short testimony, I have a few more minutes, you can call me at area code 215-383-3979, and I will open it up. Or if you want to reach me when I'm offline and you would like to share your testimony with us, then you can always call me at 708-715-4545. I will record it, and then I will put it out forward. And now I see that I have another person on the line. I'm going to open the key up and see if they would like to have something to say. God bless you. How may I help you today? And thank you for coming, stopping by, walking in God's purpose, more than a conqueror. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I have opened up a line with the phone number 4381. Are you there? Okay. All righty then. It seems like there is another call out there, but they are not responding, so I'm going to close the key back, and I'm going to just go ahead and continue, and then if there's no more calls coming in, then I'm going to shut down. Okay, and as we go forward, as I said, with the testimony that went forward today, and there will be more that's coming because I have not got them all. Some people were due to come in, and just for reasons unknown, they were unable to do it. But that's okay. We're doing it according to how God has set it up to go. And in my closing today, I would like to just thank everybody for stopping by, for supporting, and that God would be glorified by the testimonies that we're doing and as we continue to go through. And as you know that I am, too, a living testimony, as you know that I have walked through a lot of things. And as God leads me, I will tell my testimony to go forward as God leads me. And as I have told you that I have a testimony of two young ladies, one young girl that's 23 years old, and another one of a young lady that's a little older, where that is talking about the absence of being in doing sexual things and all this thing in the world, and to wait on her Boaz, and also for the promise of Boaz. So I have that, and I'm going to release them out there and go forward. And as I said, that if you would like to come forward and share your testimony, you can always hit me on Facebook. You can hit me on Twitter. You can hit me on there, and then as we go forward, then I'll play it as you allow me to do it, as you allow and release me to put your testimony out there, because I believe that these testimonies are going to be good, that it will help someone along their way, as they have helped me as I walk through my journey. And as we continue to walk in the journey and be obedient to God and watch God make a difference in our life, and as God make a difference in our life, we can just hold on to his unchanging hands and know that there is a way with him, because we can do nothing of ourselves, but all the things through Christ that strengthening. I'm going to try to open up one more time because I do still call on the line. I'm going to open up the key one more time and see if the party's there. Hi. Hi, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, More Than a Conqueror. Did you want to share a testimony today?
Hello?
Hi, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry, More Than a Conqueror. Would you like to share a short testimony today?
No, I didn't want to share a testimony. I just was just wanted to encourage you and be on the line and listening.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and is this Evangelist Patricia?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Evangelist, how you doing? And thank you for
stopping. I'm good, sister. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, just trying to walk in obedience, as you know.
Just wanted to show some support. You know, I told you I had to go to a memorial today, so I had a few minutes, and I just wanted to, you know, show some support and encourage the other sisters, you know, in their testimonies.
Okay, all right. To God be the glory, and thank you so much. And there are some pre-recorded ones that's already I've released from the other night, and I'm having a difficulty releasing through Facebook, but I have released them through blog, and I am going to release this one and also the other ones, and then there are more to come. And as they continue to come, it will be up under the headings of More Than a Conqueror, because we are telling our stories. We are talking about the goodness of Jesus Christ and the things that he has done for us. Today I had my best friend and my sister in Christ, Joanne, talked about her praise and victory through Christ and the things that she has went through. So as we go forward and as people want to share their testimonies, we're just opening up to give a person an opportunity to help and share, and then maybe it will help someone else along their way. So this was
amen, amen, amen. This is such a blessed venue, such a blessed venue. There's so many people that need, especially other women, that need to hear our testimonies, you know, so they know that they're not out there alone. One of the biggest problems is women are just not connected with each other. So this gives us a chance to let them know that not all women are, you know, against other women. You know, we love each other, and, you know, we want to see other women succeed in life. You know what I'm saying? So this is awesome. It's awesome. I really look forward to listening to all the other testimonies, and I will be on to give you my testimony.
Praise God. Because we must know that there is a sistership and a fellowship.
Yes.
Christ.
That's
even
right.
Even though you have come out the streets, and you feel like you don't have anybody, nobody walks alone. None of us are an island. We're all connected to each other. That's why my continued prayer, Lord, a divine connection, a divine appointment. God will connect you to who you need to be connected to. God will do the things that he needs to do in your life. And that's why I lean so forward back on Romans 8:28, knowing that all things are working together for your good. There is a season of everything. As I said earlier, there's a season of prayer. There's a season of repentance. There's a season of forgiveness. There's a season of love. There's a season of healing. There's a season of obedience. Whatever your season is, get in your season and ask God to direct your prayer, because I bet you that as you give your testimony, there is someone out there that's waiting to hear your testimony. God
Amen.
Will save us so we may help others to go through and to help others to be free from where they are, to know that they never walk alone. Because when you keep it bogged up inside of you, they give Satan a working place to work in, and we give him no victory, because all the blessings goes to God. Everything floats. We're going to give it back to Christ. We're going to tell this world that there, yes, there is good news. The news that you hear is not the good news. The good news is that Jesus Christ saves to the utmost, and that he promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and that he will always be with us. And that is
Amen.
The good news.
Amen. Amen.
And as I go forward, I said, if you want to share your testimony, feel free. That's why I'm releasing the phone number, area code 215-383-3979. Or you can call me, personal number to the ministry, 708-715-4545. Call me, hit me on Twitter, or you hit me on Facebook, or go to my website. I'm available to you, for I am the servant of Jesus Christ. And as God continued to work with me about 2 years ago, God gave me the spirit of revival. And as God continued to show me and direct me how to set up the revival, there will be a revival coming through walking in God's purpose for all men, not just for men, not just for women, but it's for the land. And God will direct me, and as God direct me, I will bring the people that God has assigned to come forward in the revival and the appointed time that God has given me to do it. So I thank you for coming by and sharing your time with us today, and I pray that something was said to help you along your way, and that God may be glorified for the things that he do. Evangelist Patricia, do you have time to pray us off?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you, O Father. We say thank you, O Father. We thank you, Father God, for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, Lord God. We thank you for this ministry, Father God. We thank you for this blessed woman of God, Father God, that walks in obedience unto you, O Lord. No matter what others are saying, Father God, she always stops to hear you first, Lord God. And we thank you for that spirit of obedience that you have bestowed upon her, Lord God, because it blesses all of us, Lord God. It encourages us all, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Father God. I ask that you just put a special anointing on this program, More Than Conquerors, Our Stories, Lord God. Put a special anointing on it, Father God, that it may go out and reach millions of other women, Father God, that they may come in, Father God, and tell their testimonies, O Father, that they will be encouraged, O Father, that the chains will break from their lives, Lord God, and they'll walk in victory as conquerors, O Lord. Oh, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you that you love us, Lord God. We thank you that you chose us, O Father. Oh, we just bless you on this day, Father God. And we ask that you keep the woman of God covered, Lord God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come around her dwelling, O Lord. And we just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for being obedient and going forward with that prayer. And as I said, that as we continue to walk this journey, as the testimonies come in, I will pull them out, and you will know that it's part of this series, because it will fall up under walking in God's purpose, More Than a Conqueror, Our Story. So when it's there, tune in and listen. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to come in with when I'm talking. You don't have to do it when it's live. You can always come to the Block Radio, and you can tune in there, and the testimonies will be out there. And then if you want to connect with anyone that shares a testimony with you, and at the end, then I'm going to come back, and they are going to, a lot of them are going to be on a panel. We're going to sit, and we're going to open up the key, so then you can talk with them, or you may want to share with them or cry with them, whatever you want to do with them. We're going to open up the key, and they will be here, and they will be open to receive your questions about their journey, and maybe it will help you along your journey. And as always, I say to God be the glory for all that I do and the things that I do, and I thank you right now in Jesus' name for just coming by and just spending this little time with me. And I pray that something was said, something was prayed, something helped you along your way. To God be the glory for all that we do. God bless.
Amen.
Down deep in my soul.